Start out by lying on the floor, shoes off. Have something under your head to put your spine in the most natural position. And start out by releasing everything in the body. Start with the hands, release the fingers. Wrists. Forearms. Upper arms. Shoulders. Relax the feet, the toes. Ankles. Calves. Thighs. Relax the head, the jaw, the eyes, let the eyes just liquefy and feel the weight of the eyes just resting in the eye sockets like pools of liquid. Relax the neck. Relax the torso, except for the breathing. There should be no tension. And feel the whole body, all the parts, as relaxed as they can be, all connected together. Feel the blood flowing. Feel the oxygenation of the tissues as you take an in-breath. Feel whatever it is there is to feel. Slowly extend the heels, toes, heels, toes. Circle at the ankles. Reverse. Reverse again. And again. Cautiously make a fist with the toes of one foot. Release. Change sides. Release. And alternate at your own pace. Spread the toes. Release. Spread. Release. Tap the heels on the floor alternately and clap the insides of the feet and just rest and experience the effect throughout the whole body. Bend both knees. Extend the heel of one foot upward. Toe, heel, toe, circle at the ankle, reverse direction, reverse again, and again. Rest. Change, extend the heel upward, toe, heel, toe, circle at the ankle, reverse direction, reverse again, and again. Rest, and just feel the effect throughout the body of what we just did. Lift one knee. Feel the weight of the leg as relaxed as can be, and balance it on the pelvis. Release as much tension as you can. Slowly raise the heel by extending the leg using the muscles on the back until the leg is extended as much as it can without tensing the knee, without clenching the knee. With the heel extended, turn in, out, in, out, center, circle the whole leg, reverse, reverse again, and again. Rest. Feel the effect throughout the whole body. Change sides, lift the knee. Balance. Release. Slowly extend the heel up. Try to use the muscles on the back of the leg by extending them. And with the heel extended, turn the leg in, out, in, out, center, circle the whole leg, reverse, reverse again, and again. Rest, let the legs stretch out, and feel the effect. Feel the openness of the thigh joints. Feel everything there is to feel. Grab a couple of fingers of one hand with the other. Put the hands behind the head. Let the elbows release downward. Let the chest open as a result of the weight of the arms and the leverage they produce. Slowly extend the hands out behind the head until the arms are fully extended to the tips of the fingers. And when the arms are fully extended, keeping them so, alternately extend the heels. Now, keeping the arms fully extended to the tips of the fingers, extend both heels together. Make the body as long as you possibly can. Arch to one side, bowing out the side you're turning away from. Don't forget to breathe. Come back to center, rest. Extend again from the heels to the tips of the fingers. Make the body as long as you possibly can. Arch to the other side, bowing out the side you're turning away from. Don't forget to breathe. expands, rest, come back to center, and feel the effect of those actions throughout the whole body. Bend the knees, take away the pillow if you have one, lift the pelvis as high as you can, make the back of the neck as close to the floor as you can, as long as it can be, and extend the arms fully behind the head to the tips of the fingers. Now lower the spine one vertebra at a time until everything is down. And when everything is down, without losing the straightness of the spine, try to relax as much as you can. You're still keeping the arms extended. Bring one knee up toward the chest, extend the heel to the ceiling. Bring the leg down, change. Knee to the chest, heel to the ceiling, and alternate sides several times. And then just let the arms go slack and come to a neutral position. And bring the knees side to side. And then just rest and feel the effect. Push the spine, the coccyx, away from the body, making the lower back get closer to the mat. Expand the lower back. Lift the knees toward the chest. And lift the chest, getting as many vertebrae off the mat as you can. Try to breathe as naturally as you can. Try to relax as much as you can without lowering the body, and rest. Again, extend the tailbone, bring the lower back as close to the mat as you can, and lift the knees towards the chest, and lift the chest toward the knees. Get as many vertebrae off the mat as you can, and try to breathe as naturally as you can, and try to relax any excess of tension. Rest, and then just do any movement that your body feels like doing. Don't tell it what to do. Let it tell you. The body knows what it wants to do, but we tend to disregard that. So right now, let it do what it wants. The movement could be very small, could be very large. You might want to make sound. When you're ready, roll over onto one side. At this point, if you are using a pillow, you're going to need it again. Bring the leg across the body. Let the arm hang on the opposite side. The foot should touch the floor. Both feet should be touching the floor. Turn the head towards the hanging arm and watch the hand as you move it around under gravity into all different positions. Bring the knee up toward the chest and touch the knee down. Continue. Looking at the hand and moving it around, moving the arm around. Bring the leg that same leg across the body all the way to the opposite side, touch down, and extend the arm oppositely. Come to lying on your back and just rest and feel the effects. Change sides. Cross the other leg over all the way to the across the body. Touch down. Let the arm hang on the opposite side. Turn the head toward the hanging arm. And as you move the arm under gravity, look at the hands using your eyes. By moving them to follow what's going on. Bring the knee up toward the chest. Touch down, continue. Bring the leg across the body all the way to the opposite side and extend the arm oppositely. And come to lying on your back and just rest. Feel when you're ready to come up to sitting. And when you do come up, do so by rolling over onto one side. Coming up sideways using the hands and come to whatever sitting position you prefer. And then after sitting for whatever period of time you want to, then come up slowly to standing.